Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is our beautiful new perek on daf kuf dalet, and we're starting on daf kuf gimel on the base, right at the Halakha Mishnah. Kol habasar asur levashel bechalav chutz mipsar dagim vechagavim. So we start now a whole new sugya of achila, which of course will bring us back to questions of tareves and Chaticha Naseit Nevela, and all kinds of fun things like that. Now let's take it easy first to decide what kind of meat is a problem. Two, you'll notice it doesn't say over anything about eating with milk. It says cooking with milk. Now, Lamaisa, we end up in the Gemara, we end up actually learning from the fact that the Torah repeats Lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo three times. One of them is the Isser Bishul. One of them is the Isser of eating that which was Mevushal. But there is no Isser of eating Basar B'Cholov that was not cooked together. What's going on over here? We don't have anybody in the shiur room? There's no... can you maybe call Daniil? Somebody's not turning on the computer there. We have nothing at all from there. Maybe they're locked out. Who knows? Maybe nobody opened. Disaster. Where are you, Barnea? Can't hear you. You're muted.
Haifa.
A little hard to get to the door. Okay. Yaakov's in the clouds as usual. So maybe when you're in the cloud, you can come down there. Just, you know, land there for a second. Look. Always back up to the cloud. So the other iser is to eat that which was cooked. And the third repetition is that there's an iser hana'ah on that which was cooked, not only an iser of achila. The question over here is to whether the Mishnah is referring with the word bishul. It's just using the word bishul the way that the Torah uses the word bishul, which means that it would include all of the iserim. Or are we actually talking about specifically, okay, we got him. He just came in. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, please, we're holding at the Mishnah. All right, so let's assume right now that the word Bishul is actually Machlokas Rishonim, which ties into the way we understand the Mishnah later on. But let's assume right now that Osul of Ashel includes the Isser Bishul and includes the Isser of Achila, that which was Mevushal. But fish meat and locust meat, that is not usher, even midirabbanan. Now, the question of whether kol habasar means any type of meat is usher midiraita, or some things may be dirabbanan. For instance, I mean, we do know that there's a whole question about whether the meaning of the word lo tevashel gedi is dafka domesticated animals, as opposed to chaya, let's say to eat deer with milk, may only be also midrabbanan, which is how the Rambam paskins, that it really is only also midrabbanan. To eat chicken with milk also is only midrabbanan, as we're going to see the Mishnah's going on Rabbi Akiva. So that would mean that kol habasar doesn't necessarily mean all types of meat are the same, that they're all also to eat midiraisa. It means that there is an isser, as we're going to end up finding out in the Gemara. Our initial assumption is that the meaning of kol habasar asur levashel b'cholov is that they're all the same. And if there's an issur d'oraisa on a gedi, there's also an issur d'oraisa on deer, and there's an issur d'oraisa on chicken, but there's no issur whatsoever on fish and on locusts. Furthermore, v'asur lahalot im hagvina l'shulchan, you cannot bring up to your table what you're eating. You can't have any type of meat together with cheese, even on the table that you're eating from. We're going to see that this is a gzeira, that you may end up eating basar b'cholov. We'll see how we get there, because on the surface, this seems rather strange, since even if you would eat basar b'cholov, it's not an issur d'oraisa. So why are we answering and putting it on the same table? It would only be an issur d'oraisa if you actually cooked it together. But if you're sitting on your kitchen table, how in the world would you cook it together? Okay, all of this to be discussed in the Gemara. So you cannot bring up any type of meat together with your pizza on the same table. Chutz mipsar dagim v'chagavim. You could bring up fish, yes. And you could bring up locusts. That you could put on the same table. Another issue is how do we use the term basar if somebody asers himself on basar? Suppose somebody makes a neder, all meat is aser on me. Does he mean to include domesticated meat? Does he mean to include chicken? Does he mean to include fish? Says over here, Hanoda min abasar is only mutter in fish and locusts. Apparently, he would not be mutter in fish, in chicken. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to throw it all together. And the mashmaut is that that would mean that fish and the chagavim is mutter, but of would be aser, it would be even aser midiraita, because we're throwing it all together. There's two reasons why we're assuming that it's the oraita. One is because the Mishnah put it all together. Shtosis doesn't like that pshat. The other is because we're taking for granted that since the Mishnah says you can't even put it on the same table, so we're being very machmer on it. If we're being very machmer on it, we wouldn't be making a gzera for a gzera if it was only nisid rabbanan. So apparently, we are considering it to be chomer, and we're assuming it's the oraisa, which we will get into in detail in a moment. So that right now we're saying that the chicken would in fact be aser min oraisa, which means that the Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva. Don't look Rabbi Akiva, because if you are like Rabbi Akiva, I Rabbi Akiva or Amar Chayava of Eina min haTorah. Rabbi Akiva holds that meat of a chicken, of any bird, or meat of any non-domesticated animal would not be considered to be basar b'chol of d'oraita. It would only be asid rabbanan, and that's how the Rambam actually paskins, like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, but this implies that Rabbi Akiva cannot be the one who is the Tan of the Mishnah. But then read the next piece. Hanoder min habasar. If somebody asers himself on meat, he's mutter b'basar v'dagim. He is bebasar dagim. He is allowed to eat fish, and he's allowed to eat chagavim. Now, wait a minute. That means he's not allowed to eat chicken, right? Now, I mean, when you say, I want to eat meat, does that mean you won't eat chicken? Is that so poshut? So if you make a netter, you would, Richie, would you use the word meat to include chicken? Uh-oh.
Never.
I don't know. I'm not getting much of a response there. So this question itself, Richie, are you being mitafkid today?
Sure, I have to download the next chapter. Don't ask.
I see. That seems to be because you're not listening to the daf. You're trying to listen to Uncle Art.
Ah, well.
We caught you red-handed. Would somebody like to bring Richie an old-fashioned tree cut up into small pieces and pressed with ink.
I think I'm here. Wait a second.
So, the problem of deciding, this is a very fascinating thing, which we've had before, the problem of deciding what a person would mean in terms of neder. Remember that neder is always defined by common usage. So, we're holchim b'neder acharei lashon b'nei adam. But over here, we have sort of a gray area, right? I mean, people sort of will call chicken meat in the general sense, which they won't call fish. And, I mean, but there's certainly makpit to say, you know what, I'll have chicken, I don't want meat. I mean, so then it's not meat. How do you decide that? Rabbi Akiva is the one who has a fascinating way of deciding. He says like this, anything that if you sent someone to the store, and he would call you and he said, well, they don't have what you ordered, but they have something else. They don't have X, but they do have Y. So in such a case, the din would be that it's included in a netter. Okay, now, if you send someone to a butcher and you ask him to buy, get me a kilo of meat, he would certainly call you and say they're out of meat, but they have chicken. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that itself is enough to say that it's included in the netter of meat. But then that would mean that the Mishnah is Dafka going according to Rabbi Akiva, because that's Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush, that we look at the idea of calling you back from the store. Because let's hear the Mishnah in the Dorim, the Tanakh. So first, let's take a look in the Gemara about what proves this. Oh, Fasr, you're telling me that it is Asr to eat chicken if you made a netter of meat, but that's only true Aliba to Rabbi Akiva. And you said the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Akiva. Atan le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's rule is, Ko mili de minna chalei shliach, anything that someone that you sent out for would call you to ask if you meant to include that, is by definition included in the same type of thing. And it is bar mine. Take a look in the Mishnah in the Dorim. That's not. Hanoder min hayerek. He's mutar bidiluim. The Tanakhama says, when people say, I'm not going to eat vegetables, they do not include pumpkins in vegetables, right? So, yeah, I see Mo is smiling. It's an insider's joke, Mo. So they don't include pumpkins. Rabbi Akiva says they do include pumpkins in that matter. No, it includes it. Rabbi Akiva was there. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, how can you say something? If you would send someone to go to the store and you would say, buy me a kilo of veggies, would he bring you back a kilo of pumpkin? Absolutely not. He would call you and he'd say, I don't have any veggies. Should I buy some pumpkin? So Amrullah the Rabbi Akiva Avalo, Omer Adam the Shulcho Kachlanu Yerek, and he'll say, I didn't find any Yerek. Lo Matzati Ela Diluyin, all I have is pumpkins. Amar Lahem says, Rabbi Akiva, that's the whole point. Does he tell them, I didn't find any veggies, I only have pencils and pens? No. Does he say, I didn't find any veggies, I only have hummus? No. That's the whole point. So pumpkins are part of the penumbral area. It's sort of shady. Yes, the veggies are not veggies. I'm not sure what he meant. That itself is considered to be mar mine. And on my lab, kena davar, you just proved my point. Kloma omer, does he come and say to the guy, I only find kidneys? Obviously not. The reason, therefore, is that on the contrary, elosha deluin are generally included in the concept of yerek, but kidneys would never be confused with yerek. Then kidneys b'chlal yerek. So now you're telling me that the seifa of the Mishnah that says that you would be osur in bosur ov if you made a neder, that's going out libet Rabbi Akiva. But the reisha of the Mishnah that says that you can't bring ov, you can't eat ov with gvina and so on, that's going shaloka Rabbi Akiva. How does that make sense? You're going to tell me reisha rabbonim is seifa Rabbi Akiva. Omer of Yosef, his standard teretz, that actually the Mishnah is just the view of Rebbe, and it doesn't have to be a particular Tana. Sometimes Rebbe will paskin like A, one Tana in one issue, like B in another issue, will put them together as his own psak halacha. So it's Rebbe, and Rebbe, this is one of those Mishnayos, where Nasiv la liba de Tanoi, he basically structured the Mishnah according to various Tanoi, where he paskins, when it comes to the issue of Nidorim Enochinami, Rebbe held of Rebbe Akiva. And therefore he includes chicken with the overall deal of whatever you say to a shliach. But Babatsar Bechalav, he holds like the Rabbanan, that oaf is in fact Aser. Oh, look at this, a David Wilner today, what a special day. And there he holds like the Rabbanan, and he paskins that it's Aser. So apparently we're now willing to say that it's also derabbanan, a deraisa, again, either because the Mishnah uses the word kolabosa, using one term for any type, and therefore it's difficult to believe that some are deraisa, some are derabbanan, or because of the diak, which we're going to make anyway at the end, which Gemara assumed, which is that if it says you can't even put it on the same table, Ruby, if you can't even put it on the same table, so then you certainly are going to be talking about a deraisa over here. And therefore, we're assuming that it's a deraisa. Okay. Rav Ashi says, I disagree. I say, Kula Rabbi Akiva. The entire Mishnah is going out Rabbi to Rabbi Akiva, and there's no reason for you to insist that the meaning of the opening clause of the Mishnah is that it's a deraisa. Maybe the Mishnah means like this, V'achikama, Kol Abasara Sur Levashel B'chalav. Now, some may be Midivrei Terah, some may be Midivrei Seferim. All we're saying is that when it comes to Basar, Dagim, the Chagavim, There's not even an intermediary sefer. That's the point of the Mishnah. So even though it may be, in fact, usher, but Basar Dagim v'Chagavim are completely mutter, she'enam lo midivrei Torah v'lo midivrei sofrim. The usher lahalot, but then, of course, this leads to the next problem. If it says usher lahalot, you're not allowed to put it on the table. Whoa, that seems like a very big gezeira. If you're even telling me the whole issur of eating directly the chicken with the milk is only derabbanan. So, I mean, how much are you going to be machmir? The actual eating is derabbanan. Don't even have it on the same table. I mean, I thought, generally speaking, the derabbanan are careful not to be gezer, gezera, like gezera. So then, isn't the Mishnah making it pretty clear that this is not a derabbanan? It must be deraita. In the very next piece, it says, Osir la'alot im abasar ala gvina. Omer of Yosef, I don't know, this sure seems to prove, don't do it, Shmueli. This sure seems to prove to me that we're talking about the deraisa. Shema amina, basar of becholov is a deraisa. Because Isaac adaitak derabbanan, if you're going to tell me it's only a derabbanan, then how could they make a gezera on another gezera? If the etzem achila itself is only a gezerah, achila guf is a gezerah because you're really allowed to eat it together with the meat mamish. And now we're going to say, don't even put the milk on the table. I mean, how would we go so far? Vanan nigzor, gezerah le gezerah. Just tell this person. The electrical company. So we would make now a gezerah for a gezerah. Give him Tiona's number. Tiona's handling the parking for me. Look it up. Look it up on the WhatsApp. Now I lost him. How do we get back there? I don't know what to do. Oh, here, 1 second.
Open the two dots, Ruby.
1 second. I'm not able to. There we are. I got you back. Okay. Okay, so therefore, Itina, says Rabbi Yosef, that certainly we're talking about an Isidirais over here. Otherwise, we would never make Xer le Xer. How do we know that? Now, this is not necessarily a general question about how do we know we don't make Xer le Xer. We always say we don't make Xer le Xer. The question over here is whether there, since we know that there are definitely circumstances in which we have to make one large gezerah because otherwise we won't keep it. So that's called kula chode gezerah. This is how Rashi understands the sugya. Not everybody agrees, but this is how Rashi understands the sugya. I gave her all the information. She must be sleeping or something. I gave her all the information. She's doing it. She may be a few minutes late. He said 8:30. Sorry, guys. So, well, Rashi understands it is, I want to prove to you that the question of putting things on the same table is definitely considered to be an extra step that's gzera. And it's not kula chode gzera. Why? Because we have exactly the same situation with a Kohen and a Yisrael on the same table, eating on the same table. One is eating Truma, the other one is eating Chulin. Can a non-Kohen sit on a table where there's somebody that's eating Truma? That's the question. It's the same thing as one guy's eating Basar and one guy's eating Cholav. And you're telling me that I would view this as one gezera? No way, says Rabbi Yosef. It would be two separate steps, and I'll prove to you that we would never make an issur like that. Because Isaac adaitak derabbanan, I'll prove to you. Minot tamer lo gezerin lo gezera. How can I show you that this idea of not even being on the same table is never said on an issur derabbanan? I have exactly this case. The Tanan, it's actually a fascinating Mishnah we have in the Masechet Challah, which has the same din, by the way, as Truma, of course. Both are called Reishis. Osir to Zorim. And it says over there, Chalat Chutz La'aretz. Remember that the Rabbanan made a Gezerah to take off challah even in bava. So the echelet imazara lashulchan. However, it's not so chamur. You can eat it on the same table as a zar who's not eating truma, obviously. And you don't have to be makbid to give it to a kohen who is aware of all of the chumrits of truma. Normally, we bring a raya from the story of Chizkiyahu, where he says, only give the truma to give the manat means the mona of the kohanim, the ones who are machzikim b'teiras Hashem, the ones who are very careful about the halacha of tumah v'tayra and so on and so forth. They make sure it won't be in the refrigerator for their family to be nichshal, and only give to those kind of people. So normally we would only give truma, indeed, to people who are makbid. We wouldn't give it to an Am Haaretz. We'd only give it to chaverim. Truma as chutz l'aretz we can give to anybody. But what do you see from here? That because it's only d'rabbanan, you can eat it on the same table and you don't have to worry about getting mixed up. So if chicken was only a d'rabbanan, then you would be allowed to eat it on the same table. That's what I'm saying, says Rabbi Yosef. It could be the same thing as a truma. So don't start telling me that, well, maybe over here it's not really two separate gezeiros, really one. Here I got exactly the same case. And we do not make such a gezeiro. So obviously the difference is that the truma of chutz l'aretz is d'rabbanan, and the oaf is the oraita. That must be the point. Amar le'abaye, now wait a minute here. It sounds on the surface like it's a good raya, but you're overlooking something very obvious. Ultimately, in chutz l'aretz, would you ever come to an iser d'oraisa? No, because there's no such thing as challah d'oraisa in chutz l'aretz, okay? So obviously over there, I'm not going to make a gzera because you cannot even ultimately come to a d'oraisa. But how can you prove from there that in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, if you would be in Eretz Yisrael and the Mishnah would have said, you don't have to worry. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, but you're only eating truma d'rabbanan, you can have it on the same table. Fine, then it would be a good raya. But it doesn't say that, does it? It says if you're in Bavel, it doesn't say anything about sitting in Eretz Yisrael eating truma from Bavel. No. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're eating chicken on the table, so you're telling me it's the same thing? It's not the same thing. Because if I allow you to eat chicken, so the next day you're going to come and bring meat. Because in your mind, chicken and meat, it's all basically also to eat with milk. So therefore, maybe it is kula chada gezeira. Maybe if ultimately I'm going to end up doing the d'oraisa, so the rabbanon would have asked, you can't prove anything from here. Let's say that inside. Now listen, he says to Rabbi Yosef. Amigbish lama. Look, it would have been very nice, Uriah. Yashmina chalas chutzla aretz ba'aretz. If the raya would have been that in Eretz Yisrael, where you are eating chalas chutz l'aretz, so then, ikal migzah mishum chalas aretz l'oraisa, where I'm worried about the ultimate potential of coming to do actually this d'oraisa, where the czar, who may, if he's able to be on the same table as chalas d'rabbanan, maybe tomorrow it'll be chalas d'oraisa, kol tuv daniel. So there it would be a good raya, okay? And if you show me that afa pike lo gazrinan, I'd admit that you're right. But it doesn't say that over here. Because then, ikalamishma mina. But over here, we're talking about challah in chutz l'aretz. The reason that I don't make the gzeira is because there's nothing to be gezer. That is to say, I can't anyway come to an iser d'oraisa even if I wanted to. It's not available. So obviously, I'm not going to make a gzeira not to bring it to the same table. So chutz l'aretz mishum delekala migzor. It's only because there's no point of the gezerah. Mashenkin in this case where you have chicken. Let's say the chicken's only also d'rabbanan. So therefore what? So therefore you don't have what to be gezer. I mean, after all, hocha isharita lelasuke ofegvina, if you're going to allow him to bring up one day chicken with a fondue, so then tomorrow he's going to bring up basar begvina and he's going to end up eating basar bechol of d'oraisa. You can't prove from here that it's not all one gezerah, or that's how Rashi understands it, or other people understand that the Rabbi is being chelek on the overall assumption that we wouldn't make a gezerah like gezerah where you can easily come to d'oraisa. Whatever, technicality. Maskev Lord of Sheshes. Somebody's talking. Who's got a problem?
it's a derisa of Basa v'chalav. Isn't it just special? So the words
you
come
wait,
to.
You must wait. When we're in the middle of a sugya, those are not the kind of questions to ask. That's the Gemara's next question. Maskevar of Sheshes. I don't understand. What's your problem? You're talking about two cold substances, right? So why is that? You can't have a piece of chicken and milk on the table because you may come to mix them. And if you did come to mix them, there's no issue deraita. So even if you would, what are you telling me? Well, tomorrow you're going to bring a piece of steak. So what? So you'll eat the steak with milk. What's the big deal? That itself is only going to be a derabbanan. So no matter how you look at it, I don't care if you look at it from Rabbi Yosef's point of view. He doesn't make any sense, but well, must be it's deraita. And if it's deraita, you can't come to be over on the deraita because it's going to be cold. And according to Abaye, it's completely off the wall. I mean, Abaye is saying, well, ultimately, you know, you're going to bring a steak to the table. And if you brought a steak to the table, I don't understand what you're saying. Omer Abaye says, Abaye, well, no. The point over here is not that you would bring up a piece of cold chicken. I mean, if you're allowed to bring it up to the table, so what would prevent you to serve it in a steaming hot serving dish? And if you would, steaming hot serving dishes are only a klisheni. Is a klisheni called bishul? No. So even if it was steaming hot, what's the difference? So sof, an ilfas roteach is only a klisheni, and a klisheni is not mavashal. All right, so says Abaye, you know what? So maybe, you know, like they do in the restaurants where they bring it up steaming, and then they even light it for you, you know. So maybe you do that too. I mean, once you're doing that, you put a little bit of the cheese fondue in the steak, light it. I don't know. Anything's possible. This is how Rashi's understanding, apparently, because Rashi's mashma, you'll actually bring it up, and not that it will mix. I mean, others learn that you'll bring each one of the ingredients up in a hot ilfis, and then maybe like you'll forget, you'll dip your steak in the cheese fondue. I don't know. Okay, but according to Rashi, it's much better if we're going to be allow you to serve it, so then you may actually serve it the way they would in a restaurant. But in any event, ultimately we're saying there's at least a chance coming to deraisa. So according to Abaye, then that would not necessarily mean that oaf is the arisa, because maybe we ask the oaf, because there's a chance to come to steak, and the steak would be with the fondue, and that would make it a arisa. According to Rabbi Yosef, that's too many steps. And it must be that the chicken itself is also the arisa, had it been mixed with that cheese in the hot dish. Fine. So we end up with the machlokas, and how to understand the Mishnah in terms of the din of the chicken. Is the chicken a arisa necessarily? Since it says it's also lahalos or not, yeah, Rich.
But then it will be a gezerah and a gezerah, Rebbe.
What would be gezerah and a gezerah?
Yeah, you've got a gezerah and a gezerah. You've got an issur.
What would be a gezerah and a gezerah?
It's the rabbanan, and the first gezerah is don't cook chicken and milk, and the second gezerah is don't bring on the table. So isn't it a gezerah and a gezerah, which you're trying to?
Isn't get away that from? What we've been talking about for the past half hour? That was Rabbi Yosef's point that it's a gezerah and a gezerah, therefore we wouldn't do it. And Abaye was saying, we don't have a problem with the gzera la gzera in the event that it may directly be confused with people and lead to the araisa. Sometimes that's because it's kula choda gzera. Now, once you're including chicken and meat in people's mind as being the same, which most people don't even realize that they're dealing with two completely different situations vis-a-vis basar b'cholav, the man in the street thinks chicken, meat, it's all the same thing, which it is not. Then because of that, it's kulo chode gezerah. That was what we've been discussing.
Thank you.
So according to Rabbi Yosef, ein achinami, it would be gzerah l'gzerah, and therefore the only way to understand the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is insisting that oaf is a deraita, which would mean that indeed it's shaloka Rabbi Akiva. Now, the next Mishnah makes it clear that what we took for granted, we were only taking for granted because we got used to the Shita of Beit Hillel. But that actually, strangely enough, according to Beit Shammai, we do not prohibit having chicken on the table with the meat. So let's take a look at our next Mishnah with the introduction of our favorite captain.
Oh.
My gosh, it sounds like I had. A little bit too close to the Bluetooth mic there, Rich. But we did get some sense of it. I think it was something about, I've spotted Moby Dick or something like that, right? All right.
David and I heard it here by the ships of Haifa Bay, so the captain was heard over the water.
I should have known it was Barnea's neighborhood. I should have known. Ha'of ole imagvina ala shulchan ve'ino ne'echal, divrei Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, now listen here. There's no problem. The previous Mishnah I disagree with. And actually, it's perfectly okay to put a little chicken on your table together with your cheese. Just don't mix them. You can't eat them together, but you can bring them to the table together. Ubeit Hillel Omri, lo ole velo ne'echal. No, you cannot eat it together. You cannot put it on the table together. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Zumi kulei Beit Shammai umichum rei Beit Hillel. This, now that seems to be rather obvious. Why do I need him to point that out? Rabbi Yossi is saying, yes, indeed, this halacha turns out Beit Shammai is lekula, because he's saying you could put the chicken directly on the table, and little boys can put their noses directly at that camera. Come on. All right, Ari, get some movement here. No response. He's the kind that would put the oaf on the table and not touch it. Be'ezer Shulchan Aruch. Now, what were you talking about? Are we talking about the counter? Are we talking about the shelf of the refrigerator? No. We're only talking about the Shulchan She'ochel Alav. Only if you eat and you're eating on that table. But if you're working on your food on the counter, and for that matter, even if you're serving a buffet, but you're not actually eating on it. And certainly if it's in your refrigerator, we do not have any such chumra that you can't put milkshakes and fleishchikes next to each other, despite your wife's screams in the background. And it would be all right. I mean, it would mean you wouldn't have a house to come back to, but that's a separate issue. But in terms of the din of basar b'cholav, it would be okay to put your meat directly. They have this steaming pot of fleishchikes, you put it right next to the steaming cheese, delicious cheese mixed with your pasta, and everything is fine. It was only a gezeira on the table that you're eating at. But if it's a shulchan shesoder alav at the tafshil, notein zeh betzad zeh ve'eino choshesh. It's fine. Relax. Okay. Now, what exactly was the point, please, of Rabbi Yossi saying that this is from the Kulei of Beit Shammai? Yes. So that's what we said. I mean, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakamba, we just said that Rabbi Yossi, that according to Beit Shammai, you could put the oaf ala shulchan, and according to Beit Hillel, you can't. Maybe, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, v'chitema, if you try to tell me that, no, actually note that the Reisha in the Mishnah said that Beit Hillel omrim lo ole v'lo ne'echal, right? Now, the question would be that Rabbi Yossi is saying it's not true that Beit Shammai said Eino Ne'echal. Maybe this is a kula of Beit Shammai across the board. The Tanakhama said that according to Beit Shammai, it's Olev Eino Ne'echal. And that's the point that I'm arguing about. And I'm saying, no, not true. The whole thing is Mikule Beit Shammai, because Beit Shammai holds you're even allowed to eat chicken and milk. That's not a problem. Maybe that's the point of Rabbi Yossi, right? And then it would make a lot of sense that he's adding something. So the Tanakhama was Bahal Laka Miflage, Bahil Lo Miflage. According to the Tanakhama, Beit Shammai was ready to go along with the issue of eating chicken and milk together. And comes along, Rabbi Yossi says, not true. Achila Gufa Mikule Beit Shammai Mikume Beit Hillel. Even eating is really a machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And therefore, the Mishnah is the way we have it. It's coming to me tremendous chiddush. That's not possible. because Vatnan in the whole sugya in Idyas, where the Mishnah lists the kulais of Beit Shammai and the chormas of Beis Hillel, it says exactly. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says exactly what the Tanna Kamma says over here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shisha Devarim Kulei Beit Shammai Mechumre Beit Hillel V'zu Al Chatmiyem Ha'Of Ole Imagvina La Shulchan. Note the next words. Ve'eno ne'echa. That means Rabbi Yossi himself says what the Tanna Kamma said over here. That Beit Shammai agrees that you cannot eat Of with Gvina. So then what is he adding? I understand. And that's what the Mishnah said. Ubeit Hillel amrim lo ole v'lo necha. Ela hakam hashmon, in honor of Purim, the Mishnah is coming to tell me, man Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Yossi. You want to know who wrote this Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi wrote this Mishnah. Because we need to know that kol omer davar b'shem omro mevigul al olam. Shenema vat omer ester lamelech b'shem Mordechai. So therefore, it's important for us to let you know, this was the statement of Rabbi Yossi himself. This is for Purim, not for today. Sorry?
I heard Rabbi Yossi did allow milk and chicken, but he
was chicken.
What? Milk and chicken.
He was chicken to allow milk and chicken?
Oh, Rabbi Yossi, I thought he was big on...
We're talking about Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel over here. My Richie is an amazing guy. Look at that. But this is Derabbanan.
Okay.
He's saying Derabbanan it's us, not Midiraisa. But you're right. In the Gemara will say later on, as we'll see. In his town...
And what was the name of his town, Rebbe?
Chickenville?
Tzipori.
There you go. There you go.
His neighborhood.
That's almost as good as Dayson. Okay. Anyway, now, what about if you want to eat one after the other? So far we're talking about on the same table, the chash that maybe it will get boiled together, you'll bring it up on an Ovos Rotayach. But how about, is there an iser of eating one after the other and like getting mixed in your mouth or what? We're not even talking about waiting between one and the other. Waiting, nobody even thought of yet. So Tana Agra Chamud Rabbi Abba. So the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, his name was Agra, he said a braita like this. Ufu gvina nechalin ba'apikorim. You could be a real apikoros, meaning you could do things without care at all. When it comes to eating chicken and cheese, you can first eat chicken, then eat cheese, first eat cheese, then eat chicken. And he was the one who was taught this brisa, and he was aimed on the meaning of the brisa. What is the meaning of apikoren? Hu tani lavu amarla. You don't have to wash your hands between the two, so that even though there may be a little bit of meat, that is to say your chicken, on your hands, and now when you take the cheese, it'll be with the cheese. You don't have to worry about that. Belon etilat yadayim. And you don't need to wipe out the inside of the mouth, which is done, as we'll see later on, by eating something. Let's say you eat a piece of bread or you chew it and spit it out, whatever. But that's called kinuach hapeh. You don't have to do either of those things. Now, once happened, that this makes it pretty clear that it's only chicken. But for meat, you would have to wash off your hands or wash out your mouth, right? Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Beredur Mesharshia once came to Rav Ashi to visit him. And Aitale Gvina, they brought him some cheese and some pizza, and he ate it. And when he finished the pizza, Aitale Bisra, they brought him meat. And he ate the meat, but he didn't wash his hands. Velo Mashayani didn't wash his hands in between the pizza and the meat. Amri Leis, so they said to him, wait a minute over here. Vatani Agra Chamud Reba Abba. Didn't we have this braita from Agra that chicken and pizza can be eaten by Bikuri? But we didn't bring you chicken. We brought you meat. Ofu gvina in, yes. Chicken, yes. But basar ugvina lo. Why didn't you wash your hands? Amar lahu, and he told them, this whole thing of washing your hands is not referring to washing your hands from invisible layers of fats. It's talking about having actual pieces. And therefore, at night, you have to wash your hands because you cannot see clearly whether there might be a small piece of cheese left on your hands. But that's only Belilia. They were in the middle of the day over here. So Amaluhani Mili Belilia will be a mama. I looked at my hands. I looked at my fingers carefully. And I was very clear that there wasn't the least bit of pizza left on them. So I ate the meat without washing. Tanya, Bet Shammai Umrim. Now Bet Shammai says if you ate the milkiks, let's say, you'd have to be mikaneach before you eat meat. So you'd have to wipe out. We'll see later on, as I said, the way you do this is by eating something else. You'd have to wipe out the inside of your mouth. And Bet Hillel Umrim, mediach. You'd have to wash off the inside of your mouth. Now, what exactly do they mean? Are they referring to exclusively? In other words, does one hold only mikaneach and the other one holds only mediach, mikaneach? I mean, it's not very clear. So my mikaneach or my mediach, what did they mean to say? In what sense? I mean, ilema, I mean, if you're going to say that, it means like this, that Beit Shammai says you only need to eat something in between, which is wiping out your mouth, but you do not need to rinse your mouth out, and there's no inyan of rinsing. Because lamaisa, rinsing wouldn't be enough, and you always need the mikaneach, and therefore, that's what he mentions, whereas Beit Hillel says, no, actually, you rinse out, but you do not do ginuach, because he holds exactly the opposite. The only way to really clean well is by rinsing out your mouth. But just to eat a piece of food, that's not going to be good enough. So then each one is saying the opposite. So then Hoda Omer Rabbi Zeira. So then I understand when Rabbi Zeira says the only real way to wipe out your mouth is not by eating a carrot, it's by eating bread. So in kinuach per ela bepat. So are you saying that alibet Beit Shammai? If you're telling me that alibet Beit Hillel won't help to wipe out your mouth and you need to rinse out your mouth, why would Rabbi Zeira be paskening a halacha of how to do kinuach, which is only meaningful alibet Beit Shammai? Therefore, must be the pshat that ela, you're going to tell me Beit Shammai says that you do not have to do hadacha if you did kinuach. So if you did kinuach, you ate a piece of bread, then lo boy hadach. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, that's not enough. You have to also rinse it out. That doesn't work. Because then this would be another case of kulei Beit Shammai and chumrei Beit Hillel, where Beit Hillel is saying, no, it's not enough to eat a piece of bread. You have to solidly clear out your mouth, and then you have to wipe out, you have to rinse out the residue. So then how come it doesn't say it in the whole Mishnah that lists kulei Beit Shammai, chumrei Beit Hillel? So then listen, it's not in the mission in Idyas. I mean, we're talking about this sugya. How do you leave out this piece of the same sugya? It doesn't make sense. Therefore, the only way to understand it is like this, that Beit Shammai holds mikaneach. It's good enough to be mikaneach. You want to wipe it off with water. Oh, so you could do that. And then let me diach. And Beit Hillel is saying, you could just rinse out your mouth. But if you want to and it's easier for you, you could eat a piece of bread. Maro marchada, maro marchada. The only way to understand it is that this was just practical advice and was not halachic advice. So there's really no machlokas. You can wipe out your mouth either by rinsing or by eating a piece of bread. And tomorrow we'll get into the details of what type of food exactly is required to really clean your teeth and mouth from the cheese that you had been eating. Okay, Rabosai, that's lots of fun. We got lots of time over here. Brucey's in seventh heaven because now he gets through probably two daf of review all in one day. And I'm just waiting for my recording to come up. Did we do a review yesterday? We did not do Kuf Kibbo yesterday? So maybe.
We did review yesterday, Rabbi.
We got up to the Mishnah? Yeah, I thought so also. Okay, fine. Yeah, he's making us trouble again. That's the funny boy problem. Oh, my gosh. Anything to get in a lick, I'm telling you. Today's daf of review in Masechet Chulin is daf Kuf Dalit, and we're holding on daf Kuf Gimel, Amud Beis, at the Halakha Mishnah. Kol ha-basar asur l'vashar b'chol l'avchutz b'psar dagim v'chagavim. And it's asur l'ha'alot al hagvina together. And if somebody would make a neder, noder, min ha-mosar, he would also be mutter b'bsar dagim v'chagavim. Now, the mashma'ut of kol ha'basar is that oaf is included, and it's also miniraisa. But that is keman d'loka Rabbi Akiva, because halib Rabbi Akiva, ho'omar chayav oaf eno min ha'torah. So then how do you explain the end of the Mishnah about nedarim? Ema seifa, ha'noder min ha'basar mutar b'bsar dagim v'chagavim. Mashma of is usher. That's going on Libra Rabbi Akiva. Yom HaKol Mina Demina Chalei Shliach is considered to be Bar Minayu. Tetanya HaNodem and Ayarek Mutar B'Diluim. Rabbi Akiva Oser. Amrula Le Rabbi Akiva. V'alo Omer Adam L'Shulcho Kach Lonu Yerek. V'o Omer, sorry, Lo Matzate El Diluim. Amalem Rabbi Akiva, precisely, that's the whole point. V'alo, if that's the case, of course not. So you're proving my point that the luin are bechlal yerek, the inkidnis bechlal yerek. So now you're telling me the reisha is rabbanan, the sefer is Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Yosef, it's Rabbi. The nazir v'la libe de tanoi. Bin adorim, he's savalak Rabbi Akiva and holds that therefore chicken is included in meat. But bebozer bechalav savalak rabbanan, that chicken is included in the meat. Midiraisa. Rav Ashi Omar, Kula Rabbi Akiva. What makes you say Dafket Espidiraisa? Achikoma, Kol Abasar, Asur of Asher Bekalav. That means, Mehem Midivrei Torah, Umehem Midivrei Sofrim, Chutz Bibasar Dagim Vechagavim, Sheinam Lo Midivrei Torah, Velo Midivrei Sofrim. The Asur Lehalotim Agvina Ala Shulchan Om Rav Yosef, you see from the second part, 100%, that Shmamin Abasar of Bekalav is a Diraisa. Because Isa Kedaitach, it's only the Rabbana. How could you make a gezerah this way? If the achila gufa is only a derabbanan, so then he gufa gezerah, na nigzer halot or achila. And I'll prove it to you. Minot temer de logas vin gezerah la gezerah of this type. It's not. Take a look at exactly the same situation in the din of chala, where it says over there that chala of chutzlar, it says, ne'achela di mazara la shulchan, v'niten et toko kohen shi yirtze, even in amoretz. You see, you're not going to say that the czar is going to eat the truma together. Amalei Abaye, now hold on, man. Bishlama Yashmina Chalas Chutzlo Aretz in Eretz Yisrael. We're over there. There's a chance that you'll come to do the Yisrael D'Oraisa. The Ikel Amigzer Mishum Chalas Eretz Yisrael D'Oraisa. If the Mishum would have said we're not Geizer, I would have agreed with you. Ikel Mishmamina. But the reason over here is because Chutzlo Aretz Mishum D'Lakel Amigzer is nothing to make the Gzera for. Mashain came by Basar Becholav, Elohacha, Isharitele Lasuke Ofu Gvina, Ati Lasuke Basaru Gvina Omecho Basar Becholav Diraita. Matke Varav Sheshit, Sov Tzonein Betzoneinu. Omer Abaye, well, obviously it's Xerah Shemayala Bivaz Roteach. But even if he did, it would only be a Klisheni, and a Klisheni wouldn't be Mavasho, and it would still only be Asubin Rabbana. El Xerah Shemayala Beopas Rishon, that you actually cooked it on the fire with. Hey, the Mishnah continues. It turns out that the previous Mishnah was really only true only to Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel omrim lo ole velo ne'echal. Om Reb Yossi zo mikulei Beit Shammai umuchumrei Beit Hillel. And be'ezeh shulchan amru, b'shulchan she'ochel alav, abo shulchan she'soder alav at ha'tavshil, noten zeh b'tzad zeh, ve'eno choshesh. Rabbi Yossi Anatanakana. Unless maybe Vechite Machila Gufa Ikabinaya. In other words, the Tanakama was saying, Machlokas Bechamaya Betelel is only Bahala Kamifuke. But Bechila Bechamaya is Maida. Comes on Rabbi Yossi saying, no, even Achila is not Maida. And Achila Gufa is Bekula Bechamaya Bechumri Betelel. You can't say that. Because what's not? Rabbi Yossi Omer Shisha Dvorim Mikula Beit Shammai Buchumrei Beit Hillel V'zu Achat Mehen. Note the words of Oleh Megvena Lashchan Ve'eno Nechal. Rabbi Yossi says that. Divrei Beit Shammai. U Beit Hillel Omerim Lo Oleh V'lo Nechal. So then what's the point? Okay. Elokam Ashma Mantana Kama Rabbi Yossi. And the issue is Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro Mevigu Lalo Olam Shem Rabba Tomer Estel HaMelech B'Shem Mordechoy. Tana Agra Chamud Rebaba. What does apikorin mean? You don't have to worry about natilat yadayim. You don't have to worry about cleaning out your mouth. Rabbi Yitzchak Beredim Rav Sharsha Iklo Levei Rav Ashi. Aitulei gvina achal. Aitulei bisra achal. V'lo mashayade. Amri lei, but what about the bright of Agra Chamod Rebaba? Ofu gvina. Are nechalim bapikoran? That's only ofu gvina. Yes. But basru gvina lo? Amaluhu. Well, all of that is hanimina belailia. Avo biyamama. Hachazina. I can see Baruch Hashem and I don't have anything on my hands. Tanya Beit Shammai omrim mikanea. Ubeit Hillel omrim midiach. Meaning what? My midiach, my mikaneach, my midiach. Ilema Beit Shammai are saying the only effective approach is kinuach and don't even bother with hadacha. And Beit Hillel omrim hadacha is the only effective approach and you don't bother with kinuach. So then Elohad omer vizera in kinuach pela bepat. What? You're telling me he's giving it a halacha. Kemaki Beit Shammai. Ella, you'll try to tell me it means Beit Shammai omrim. You can just get away with kinuach and you don't need a subsequent rinse. Below boy media. And Beit Hillel is saying, no, that's not enough. You're going to have to also rinse af midiach. That it turns out to be another example of Kula Beit Shammai and Chumrei Beit Hillel. And we very conspicuously did not list it in the list of the Kula Beit Shammai and Chumrei Beit Hillel. So let's nayo gabi Kula Beit Shammai and Chumrei Beit Hillel. Must be, therefore, that Beit Shammai is just giving you practical light, so you can be mekaneach. I mean, if you want to, you could also go ahead and rinse out. Beit Hillel rinse. You can just rinse out. I mean, if you want to, you can just eat a piece of bread. Mar amarchada, velo plige. Okay, gentlemen. Lovely. A great pleasure being with you this morning. And Reb Barnea is not waving goodbye, and he's not electronically raising his hands. He's doing the old-fashioned thing. He's moving a muscle. It's quite incredible. Yes, Reb Barnea.
Right. I believe that you can see the two types of tables in the Herodian Quarter. There's a flat table, which in the Roman picture shows dishes on top of it. And then there's a round table that was much lower that would be next to the bed. It would seem to me that the square table, that Nachman Cohen has one in this house.
You will notice that there is no pizza and chicken on the square table, but there's a big piece of pizza together with our pot of chicken on the square table right there in Barnea's neighborhood. Preserved since before the Churban by his Sheni. And he'll be happy to show it to you first.
Cardo pizza, because I found a piece of pizza in the Cardo.
That was the piece of pizza that had the Mother Mary in it. They were selling it for God knows how much.
Yeah, the image.
All right, go to.